Welcome to episode 229 of Tadodigawa Bookmakers. I'll be rambling on about fiction in 3 minutes and 40 seconds. First up, before we do anything else, is there's a new YouTube video up at YouTube/something Tadodigawa Bookmakers. It's about 10 minutes long. It's me casing in two books twice as practice for casing in and making the spine gap the proper size. If you want to check that out, go over to YouTube and Tadodigawa Bookmakers. Thank you very much for that. In bookbinding, other than the two practice casing ins with nice covers, I have been thinking about printing out some more books to sew up and case in this coming week. One is Volume 9 of Tristram Shandy by Lawrence Stern. About 4 or 5 years ago, I made a complete edition of 9 volumes of Tristram Shandy, a 6 pocketbook size, and now I'm thinking of going back and changing the way I set it up and printing it out again. For example, in the edition I made, the first letter of the first paragraph is a drop cap in a different color than the rest of the book, the rest of the text. I'm thinking of making that different. It's maybe the same color, so it'll be easier to print. And then I'm also thinking of taking Tristram Shandy and putting it into one book. Originally, it was 9 volumes. Now it's usually sold as one book, one volume. And I'm thinking of changing that into I have nine volumes now. I'm thinking of moving that into a single volume, and instead of A6, maybe A3 or B5. In any case, that's one book I'm thinking of printing out. And another book I'm thinking of printing out is called Eating Konozawa. It's a language and guidebook. Language guide, language, Japanese, English language guide for tourists who don't speak Japanese, and a guide to a variety of coffee shops and restaurants and bars. I'm going to print that out, and I've already made changes. Here's the thing about business in Japan. Restaurants and coffee shops come and go really, really quick. So in the year that I started this, about 2 years ago, I started it. Let's say I started in January. By the time I got to December, one of the coffee shops had already gone out of business, so I had to change it. And so now my rule, sort of, is the business has to be, the coffee shop has to be in business for at least 2 years, indicating it might continue. However, one of the coffee shops I had in that original volume of Eating Konozawa was in business for 4 years and then disappeared. So I have to make some more changes. But after I make some changes, I'm going to print it out and see what people think of it. So that's what I've been, and then, of course, I have to make schedules for 2020. So that's what I've been thinking about doing in bookbinding, and I'm probably going to do it as soon as I get some time, probably this weekend, because I want to practice my new skills of making spine gaps better. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding. Wonder what I've been doing in fiction. I have been writing on fear itself. I've made, I've made major changes. I haven't made major changes. I made a lot of minor changes, which I think makes the book better. I have to finish it. I'm very close to finishing it, and I keep going back and changing things. I want to finish it and then go back and change the whole thing. I want to finish it and then start on the second book, Fear the Dead, now. Well, you know, before the end of the century. I said I was going to do Fear the Dead in NaNoWriMo in November. Didn't even come close. No way. I have a lot of plans for the winter vacation, and I hope I do some of them, because I really want to get these books out in front of the public who may or may not enjoy them. I really hope they enjoy them. But in any case, that's what I've been doing in writing. Writing more on fear itself. So that's what I've been doing in writing. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding. And don't forget to go look at that YouTube video. It's 10 minutes. about 10 minutes, and I appreciate your support. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you again soon. Bye now.